The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement. By Dominic O'Brien. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement by Dominic O'Brien is a comprehensive guide to improving one's memory. It covers the basics of how memories are formed and stored, as well as techniques for improving recall and memorization. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of the memory palace, which is a mental structure used to store information in an organized way. This technique has been used since ancient times, but O'Brien provides modern examples and explanations that make it easier for readers to understand. The book then moves on to discuss various methods of memorizing facts, such as using mnemonics or visual imagery. O'Brien also explains how different types of memory work together, such as short-term memory and long-term memory. He also discusses ways in which people can improve their overall ability to remember things, including strategies like chunking information into smaller pieces or creating associations between ideas. In addition, O'Brien offers advice on how best to use these techniques in everyday life. He suggests ways that people can apply them when studying for exams or preparing presentations at work. Finally, he includes several exercises designed specifically for those who want to practice their new skills. Overall, The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement by Dominic O'Brien is an excellent resource for anyone looking for tips on how they can improve their own memory capabilities. It provides clear explanations about the science behind remembering things along with practical advice on applying this knowledge in real-life situations. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Visualization. Visualization is a powerful tool for improving memory. It involves creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember and associating them with familiar places or objects. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 2. Mnemonics. Mnemonics are techniques that use associations and patterns to help remember information. This can involve using acronyms, rhymes, or other methods to create a memorable phrase or image that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 3. Chunking. Chunking is a technique that involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable pieces. This makes it easier to remember and recall the information. Main idea number 4. Memory palaces. Memory palaces are a powerful tool for improving memory. They involve creating a mental image of a familiar place and associating it with the information you want to remember. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 5. Memory journeys. Memory journeys are a technique that involves creating a mental image of a journey and associating it with the information you want to remember. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 6. Memory games. Memory games are a fun way to improve memory. They involve playing games that require you to remember information, such as trivia or word games. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 7. Memory exercises. Memory exercises are activities that help to improve memory. This can involve activities such as memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 8. Memory strategies. Memory strategies are techniques that can be used to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 9. Memory techniques. memory techniques are methods that can be used to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 10. Memory improvement. Memory improvement is the process of improving memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 11. Memory training. Memory training is the process of training the brain to remember information. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 12. Memory tests. Memory tests are tests that measure memory. This can involve tests such as recall tests or recognition tests. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 13. Memory exams. Memory exams are exams that measure memory. This can involve tests such as recall tests or recognition tests. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 14. Memory improvement techniques. Memory improvement techniques are methods that can be used to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 15. Memory improvement strategies. Memory improvement strategies are techniques that can be used to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 16. Memory improvement exercises. Memory improvement exercises are activities that help to improve memory. This can involve activities such as memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 17. Memory improvement games. Memory improvement games are games that help to improve memory. This can involve activities such as memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 18. Memory improvement tips. Memory improvement tips are tips that can be used to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 19. Memory improvement books. Memory improvement books are books that provide information on how to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main idea number 20. Memory improvement programs. Memory improvement programs are programs that provide information on how to improve memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Visualization is a powerful tool for improving memory. It involves creating vivid mental images of the information you want to remember and associating them with familiar places or objects. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Visualizing information in this way allows us to store more data than we would otherwise be able to, as well as recall it faster and more accurately. For example, if you are trying to remember a list of items such as groceries, you could visualize each item on your grocery list being placed into a shopping cart at the supermarket. You could also imagine yourself walking down each aisle in the store and picking up each item one by one until your cart is full. By visualizing this process, it will help you better recall what items were on your list when it comes time to actually go shopping. Another technique for using visualization for memory improvement is called the Memory Palace, which was popularized by Dominic O'Brien's book The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement. This method involves picturing an imaginary place such as a house or palace in great detail and then placing different pieces of information within its rooms or hallways so that they can be easily remembered later on. By utilizing visualization techniques like these, we can improve our ability to remember important facts and figures quickly and accurately without having to rely solely on rote memorization methods. Main idea number two. Mnemonics are a powerful tool for improving memory. They can be used to remember facts, figures, and other information that would otherwise be difficult to recall. By creating associations between the material you want to remember and something more memorable or easier to visualize, mnemonics make it much simpler to store and retrieve information from your memory. For example, if you wanted to remember the order of planets in our solar system, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, etc., you could create an acronym such as, "My very educated mother just served us noodles," which stands for Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. This makes it easy to recall the order of planets without having to memorize them individually. Another popular technique is called the Memory Palace method. This involves visualizing a familiar place like your home or office and associating each item with something you need to remember. For instance, if you needed to remember a list of items at the grocery store, milk, eggs, bread, etc., you could imagine walking through your house while picturing each item in its corresponding room, milk in the kitchen, eggs in the bedroom, bread in living room, etc. These techniques can help improve both short-term and long-term memory by making it easier for us to access stored information when we need it. With practice and dedication, anyone can learn how to use mnemonic devices effectively. Main idea number three. Chunking is a technique that involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable pieces. This makes it easier to remember and recall the information. By chunking, you can break up complex ideas or concepts into smaller chunks that are easier to process and store in your memory. For example, if you need to remember a list of items such as groceries for the week, instead of trying to memorize each item individually, you could group them together by category, example, dairy products, or type, example, fruits. This way, when it comes time to recall the list from memory later on, all you have to do is think about one particular category or type at a time. Another benefit of chunking is that it allows us to create meaningful connections between different pieces of information, which helps us better understand and retain what we've learned. For instance, if we were studying history and wanted to learn about World War II in Europe, we could break down this topic into several distinct chunks: causes of the war, major battles, key figures involved, outcomes/consequences, etc. By doing so, we can make sense out of all these individual facts by seeing how they fit together within the larger context. Main idea number four. Memory palaces are a powerful tool for improving memory. They involve creating a mental image of a familiar place and associating it with the information you want to remember. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Memory palaces work by using visual cues, such as images or objects, to help store information in your mind. For example, if you wanted to remember the name of an author, you could imagine them standing in front of their book on a shelf in your memory palace. The idea behind memory palaces is that they provide an easy way for us to recall information quickly and accurately. By associating different pieces of information with specific locations within our mental image, we can access those memories more easily than if we were trying to recall them from our general knowledge alone. Additionally, because these associations are based on something tangible, like an object or location, they tend to be much stronger than abstract concepts. Using memory palaces is not only useful for remembering facts and figures, it can also be used as part of creative problem-solving processes too. By picturing yourself walking through your own personal memory palace while brainstorming ideas or solutions, you may find yourself coming up with new insights into problems that had previously seemed unsolvable. Main idea number five. Memory journeys are a powerful tool for improving memory. By creating an imaginary journey and associating it with the information you want to remember, you can create vivid mental images that will help you recall the information more easily. For example, if you wanted to remember a list of items, such as groceries or errands, you could imagine yourself walking through your house and picking up each item one by one. As you pick up each item, visualize it in detail and associate it with its place on the list. You can also use memory journeys to memorize facts or figures. Imagine yourself taking a walk down a street lined with buildings representing different topics or categories related to what needs to be remembered. Each building is associated with specific facts or figures that need to be recalled. When passing by each building, take note of what is inside and how it relates back to the topic at hand. Memory journeys are an effective way of creating strong memories that can be easily recalled later on. With practice and repetition, this technique can become second nature, allowing for quick access to important information whenever needed. Main idea number 6. Memory games are a great way to improve your memory. They involve playing games that require you to remember information, such as trivia or word games. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. Memory games also help with concentration and focus, which is important for remembering things in the long term. The most popular type of memory game is the classic card matching game. In this game, players must match pairs of cards by memorizing their locations on the board. Other types of memory games include word puzzles, number sequences, and visual recognition tasks like finding hidden objects in pictures. Playing these types of memory games regularly can help strengthen your ability to recall information quickly and accurately. It's also a fun way to challenge yourself and keep your mind sharp. Main idea number 7. Memory exercises are activities that help to improve memory. This can involve activities such as memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. These activities help to strengthen the connections between neurons in the brain and create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Memory exercises also help to increase focus and concentration, which is essential for effective learning and remembering information. One of the most popular methods for improving memory is using a technique called the Memory Palace. This involves creating an imaginary place in your mind where you store information by associating it with objects or images within this space. By visualizing these items, you will be able to recall them more easily when needed. Other techniques include mnemonics, which use acronyms or rhymes to remember facts, chunking, which breaks down large amounts of data into smaller chunks, and spaced repetition, which helps commit new information into long-term memory through repeated exposure over time. By regularly engaging in these types of memory exercises, you can significantly improve your ability to remember things quickly and accurately. Main idea number 8. Memory strategies are techniques that can be used to improve memory. Visualization is a technique where you create mental images of the information you want to remember. Mnemonics involve using associations and acronyms to help recall information. Chunking involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable pieces. All these techniques help create strong memories that can be easily recalled. The Memory Palace is an ancient mnemonic device which uses visualization and association in order to store and recall vast amounts of information with ease. It works by creating a mental image or palace in your mind, then associating different pieces of information with each room or area within it. This helps make the data easier to remember as it creates visual cues for recalling the desired facts. These memory strategies can be used for any type of learning, from memorizing vocabulary words to studying for exams. They are especially useful when trying to learn something quickly or if there is a lot of material that needs remembering at once. Main idea number 9. Memory techniques are methods that can be used to improve memory. Visualization is a technique where you create mental images of the information you want to remember. Mnemonics involve using associations and acronyms to help recall information more easily. Chunking involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable chunks for easier recall. These techniques can help create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. For example, if you need to remember a list of items, visualization could involve picturing each item in your mind as clearly as possible. Mnemonics could involve creating an acronym or phrase out of the first letter of each item on the list. And chunking would mean grouping similar items together so they're easier to remember. The Memory Palace, a guide to memory improvement by Dominic O'Brien, provides detailed instructions on how to use these memory techniques effectively and efficiently for maximum results. Main idea number 10. Memory improvement is the process of improving memory. This can involve techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, or chunking. Visualization involves creating a mental image of something in order to remember it better. Mnemonics are strategies that use associations between easy-to-remember words and phrases with more difficult information. Chunking is breaking down large amounts of information into smaller chunks, which makes them easier to remember. These techniques help to create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. Memory improvement also includes lifestyle changes such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy foods, and exercising regularly, which all contribute to improved cognitive functioning and memory recall. The Memory Palace, a guide to memory improvement by Dominic O'Brien, provides an in-depth look at how these techniques work and how they can be used for maximum benefit. It covers topics such as understanding the structure of memory, developing effective memorization strategies, using visualizations effectively, mastering mnemonic devices, and much more. Main idea number 11. Memory training is a powerful tool for improving memory. It involves using techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, and chunking to create strong memories that can be easily recalled. Visualization involves creating mental images of the information you want to remember. Mnemonics involve associating words or phrases with the information you want to remember in order to make it easier to recall. Chunking involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller chunks that are easier to remember. The Memory Palace technique is one of the most effective methods for memory training. This technique uses visual imagery and spatial organization in order to store and recall information more effectively. By picturing items in familiar locations, such as your home or office, it becomes much easier to recall them when needed. Memory training can help improve both short-term and long-term memory retention by strengthening neural pathways associated with remembering certain pieces of information. With regular practice, these techniques can become second nature and help you retain more knowledge over time. Main idea number 12. Memory tests are an important tool for measuring memory. They can help to identify areas of strength and weakness in a person's memory, as well as provide insight into how the brain stores and retrieves information. Memory tests typically involve recall or recognition tasks, where the individual is asked to remember certain items or facts from a list. This helps to create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. The most common type of memory test is the free recall test, which requires individuals to remember a list of words or objects without any cues or prompts. Other types of tests include cued recall tests, recognition tests, and serial position effects, where people tend to remember items at the beginning and end of lists better than those in between. By taking regular memory tests, it is possible to track progress over time and measure improvements in one's ability to store and retrieve information accurately. Additionally, these assessments can also help identify potential problems with learning new material or remembering previously learned material. Main idea number 13. Memory exams are a great way to measure and improve your memory. They involve tests such as recall tests, which require you to remember information that has been presented to you, or recognition tests, which require you to identify previously seen items. Memory exams can help create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. In The Memory Palace, a guide to memory improvement by Dominic O'Brien, the author explains how memory exams can be used in conjunction with other techniques such as mnemonics and visualization exercises. He also provides tips on how best to prepare for these types of exams so that you can maximize your performance. By taking regular memory exams, it is possible to track progress over time and see if any improvements have been made. This helps motivate people who are trying hard but not seeing results right away. It also allows them to adjust their strategies accordingly in order to achieve better results. Main idea number 14. Memory improvement techniques are methods that can be used to improve memory. Visualization is a technique where one creates mental images of the information they want to remember, making it easier to recall later on. Mnemonics involve using associations and acronyms in order to make remembering facts or lists easier. Chunking involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller, more manageable chunks which makes them easier to remember. These techniques help create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. It is important for individuals who wish to improve their memory skills to practice these techniques regularly in order for them to become second nature and effective. The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement by Dominic O'Brien provides an excellent guide on how best utilize these memory improvement techniques as well as other tips and tricks for improving your overall memory capacity. Main Idea Number 15. Memory improvement strategies are techniques that can be used to improve memory. Visualization is a technique where one creates mental images of the information they want to remember, making it easier to recall later on. Mnemonics involve using associations and acronyms in order to make remembering easier. Chunking involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller chunks, which makes them easier to remember. These techniques help create strong memories that can be easily recalled when needed. It is important for individuals who wish to improve their memory skills to practice these strategies regularly in order for them to become more effective over time. Additionally, it is also beneficial for individuals who struggle with memory issues due to age or illness, as these strategies can help them better manage their condition. Main Idea Number 16. Memory improvement exercises are activities that help to improve memory. This can involve activities such as memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. These activities help to create strong memories that can be easily recalled and used in everyday life. Memory improvement exercises also help to increase focus and concentration, which is essential for remembering information. One of the most popular methods for improving memory is using a technique called the Memory Palace. This involves creating an imaginary place in your mind where you store all of your memories. You then use visual cues associated with each item stored in this palace to recall it when needed. The more detailed the imagery used, the easier it will be to remember what was stored there. Another way to improve memory is by practicing mindfulness techniques such as meditation or yoga. Mindfulness helps us become aware of our thoughts and feelings without judgment, so we can better focus on tasks at hand and retain information more effectively. Finally, physical exercise has been shown to have positive effects on cognitive function, including improved memory retention and recallability. Regular aerobic exercise increases blood flow throughout the body, including the brain, which helps keep neurons healthy and functioning properly. Main Idea Number 17. Memory improvement games are a great way to help improve your memory. These activities can involve memorizing lists, solving puzzles, or playing memory games. By engaging in these activities regularly, you can create strong memories that will be easily recalled when needed. One of the most popular and effective methods for improving your memory is using the Memory Palace technique. This involves creating an imaginary palace in your mind and placing items within it that represent different pieces of information you want to remember. You then use visualization techniques to recall this information from the palace whenever necessary. Another useful tool for improving your memory is mnemonics. Mnemonics are devices used to aid in remembering facts or data by associating them with something more familiar or easier to remember. For example, if you wanted to remember how many days were in each month of the year, you could use a phrase such as, 30 days hath September, which would remind you that September has 30 days. Finally, there are also various apps available on smartphones and tablets which offer fun ways to practice and improve your memory skills. These apps often include mini-games designed specifically for helping users strengthen their memories through repetition and practice. Main Idea Number 18. Memory improvement tips can be used to help improve your memory. Visualization is a great way to remember information, as it helps you create an image in your mind that will stick with you. Mnemonics are another useful tool for improving memory. These involve creating associations between words or concepts and making them easier to recall. Chunking is also helpful, which involves breaking down large amounts of information into smaller chunks that are easier to remember. Another important tip for improving memory is repetition. Repeating the same information over and over again helps it become more ingrained in your brain so that it's easier to recall when needed. Additionally, Taking breaks while studying can help refresh the mind and make it easier to retain new information. Finally, getting enough sleep each night is essential for good memory retention. Sleep allows our brains time to process all of the new information we have taken in during the day and store it away properly so that we can access it later on. Main idea number 19. Memory improvement books are a great way to learn how to improve your memory. They provide detailed information on techniques such as visualization, mnemonics, and chunking that can help you create strong memories that can be easily recalled. For example, Dominic O'Brien's book The Memory Palace, A Guide to Memory Improvement provides an in-depth look at the art of creating a memory palace, a mental image of a place where you store all the information you need to remember. This technique is based on ancient Greek and Roman methods for memorizing large amounts of data. The book also covers other topics such as improving concentration and focus, developing better study habits, and using creative thinking strategies for problem solving. It includes practical exercises designed to help readers develop their own personalized memory improvement plan. With this knowledge in hand, readers will have the tools they need to become more efficient learners. Main idea number 20. Memory improvement programs are designed to help individuals learn how to better remember information. These programs typically involve a variety of techniques, such as visualization, mnemonics, and chunking. Visualization involves creating mental images that can be used to recall information more easily. Mnemonics are memory aids that use associations between words or ideas in order to make them easier to remember. Chunking is the process of breaking down large amounts of information into smaller chunks so they can be remembered more easily. These techniques have been proven effective for improving memory retention and recall. Memory improvement programs also provide tips on how best to practice these methods in order to maximize their effectiveness. Additionally, many programs offer additional resources such as books or online courses which further explain the concepts behind each technique. Overall, memory improvement programs are an excellent way for individuals who want to improve their memories and increase their ability to retain and recall important information. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.